song say, I love you, I love you. And I like the way the Revelation tells us because he first loved us. We just say we like to thank the Lord for being here this evening. It's kind of a thing that just happened by God's grace, but nothing don't happen by chance. God got a purpose for being here this evening. We appreciate Brother Jerry. We appreciate the body of Christ in Dixon, Tennessee. We just trust tonight that we can say something in the word of God to be a blessing to you and motivate you in the walk of God this evening. Appreciate my wife being able to travel with me. We're on our way up to Kentucky to do a youth service. I got one service Sunday morning. And I think Andrew Glover is going to be Friday night. Daryl Ward Saturday. I'm Sunday morning. My son-in-law, Carlos, going to be Sunday evening, Lord willing. So we just trust God to give us script to get through there. And we just thank God this evening. Good to see everyone. I'm going to, while you're standing, I'm going to go right to the Word of God. Two places in the scripture I'm going to read this evening. And one place is going to be, I've been on this little thought right here, and I feel tonight I'm going to be on it again a little bit. It just seems like every time I try to put it down more and more, just keep breaking. So I'm going to maybe go back this way again this evening. St. Matthew 4, St. Luke, the fourth chapter. St. Matthew, the fourth chapter, and I'll begin reading at the third verse. And it reads like this. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. St. Luke 4. St. Luke, the fourth chapter, starting at verse 17. St. Luke, the fourth chapter, verse 17. And it reads like this. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had done what? Opened the book. He found the place where it was written. I want you to remember right here, he was the only one worthy to open the book. Jeremiah couldn't open it. Daniel couldn't open it. Revelation 5, who was worthy to open the book? Even Brother Brandon was not found to open the book. He came down himself and opened the book. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering the sight to the blind, and to set at liberty to them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he done what? He not only did he have power to open it, he had power to close it. Hallelujah. And he closed the book and he gave it again unto the ministers and sat down, and all the eyes of all them that was in the synagogue was fastened on him. And he began to say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Let's pray. Father, help me one more time to yield my body, my mind, my spirit, and my soul to you, O God. Father, I trust, God, that you take complete preeminence of this service. Father God, break every tiredness and weariness, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, now, Father, I give you all my script this evening. Use it for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated one moment. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of the word of God this evening. And I appreciate Brother Jerry letting us come by this evening too, by God's grace. Thank the Lord for the reading of the word, as we said. I want you to notice here, the Bible says here, and St. Luke says, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. And I want to use a title from now, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in a full word body. Hallelujah. In other words, that's what we come to church for. Hallelujah. We don't come to church just to hear it. We come to church to become the word. Hallelujah. In other words, and my topic is this evening, this day the scripture fulfilled in a full word body, but my theme is desire. Hallelujah. Because before God could ever put his word in a body, you must have a desire I'm going to deal with this this evening. And that's why I took a St. Matthew 4. If you notice, I took St. Matthew 4, and I'm reading, I took this scripture here because when the devil fighted Jesus, he fighted Jesus with the strongest desire that a human body can face. Desire of hunger and thirst. You say, brother, I hear people say, if I don't get married, I'm going to die. It's still living. But I tell you what, you quit eating, you'll die. You quit drinking, you'll die. Because your body, God put a desire in your body to crave and thirst for food, a hunger and thirst for water. How did we quit doing those things? We automatically die. How did that's the desire that God put in you? How did the devil fighting Jesus with the strongest human desire that could be found in a body, in the mind? Hunger. If thou be the Son of God, commanded these stones be made bread. Hallelujah. In other words, even though he could have did it, all he had to do is say, stone, become bread. The devil would have blossomed with bread. But if Jesus would have turned the stones into bread, hallelujah, he would have been preaching, thus said the devil. Because God never told him to do that. Hallelujah. God never told Jesus to turn the stones into bread. Hallelujah. In other words, so Jesus would not put on no shout, no show for the devil. But the point of it is, why did God start with desire? You ever thought about that? Let's look at this stuff real good, real quick. Why did God start with desire? Because if you notice, if we go in the book of Genesis 2, I'm going to lay this down for that Genesis 2. When God began to deal with the human race, when God began to create the human being, put Adam over the garden, the thing that God put in Adam was the desire to eat from the tree of life. He put a desire in Adam. And Adam, all you got to do is keep eating the word and keep on living. Hallelujah. I'm probably going to be a little bit too emotional tonight. I done messed around and got my feet all swollen up. I was in that bird, honey, hit it on a bed. Swole my feet up and everything. So y'all going to have to, y'all going to say, brother, you were stood still for once. Say amen. So in other words, I want you to notice in Genesis, let's go to Genesis 2. And then watch why we are leaned to desire. Hallelujah. Everything that we do, everything that Jesus deal with out through the Bible history, he always deal with the desire of hunger and thirst. Yeah. If they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. Yeah. I want you to notice here why, because God put a holy desire in Adam. Hallelujah. And that desire was to stay with the word, eat the word, and keep living, and keep living. There should not be an old person in here. If Adam would hadn't have broke the word, we all would have been perfect. Hallelujah. Genesis 2. Look at this one for a minute. Genesis 2, verse 15. Hold your Bible for a few minutes. I'm going to use a couple of scriptures out of Genesis. And it says here, Genesis 2, verse 15. And it says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou may eat what? Freely. Every tree of the garden thou may eat freely. But then he goes down to the 17th verse. He said, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day, he never said nothing about day when he told Adam to eat from the tree of life. But when he come to the tree of knowledge, he said a day. The day that you do it, you enter in the time. Adam should have kept eating from the tree of life. He would have never known what a day, a time was. But in the day that thou eat thereof, that day thou shalt surely die. So now we realize here he was. It's based on the desire of eating from the tree of knowledge and eating from the tree of life and the tree of knowledge. So now let's look at a few more verses here. I'm going to begin. Let's look at Genesis 3. So Satan seen Jesus working, God working with desire. So Satan knew that man's desire was to stay with the word. So Satan's job was to change his desire. to change the desire of man. Instead of eating the word, to eat from the tree of life. Hallelujah. Now man have took. How the man have ate from the tree of knowledge. Eat from the tree of knowledge instead of the tree of life. And man have come to the tree of knowledge. How you know? Look in the mirror. It don't need no interpretation. All you got to do is look in the mirror. You can see that we've been eating and we something taking place in our bodies. Hallelujah, something taking place. Hallelujah, in other words, something that we realize we eat the same food and we do everything that we done and we eat and we die. Hallelujah, showing that man ate from the wrong tree. But watch what the devil did to Eve. His ill is to change her desire. So the first thing he do, Genesis 3, I'm going to read a couple of verses from here. Genesis 3, verse 1, and the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, God said, yea, shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Hallelujah. And the woman said, hallelujah, and I want you to notice here, before Satan could get to Eve, he had to take one word out of the Bible. And you cannot add or take from the word of God. If you notice when he quoted to Eve, he took the Lord out. Hallelujah. He took one word out. Hallelujah. He just said, God said. Why? Because Satan did not have no problem with Eve having a God. He did not have no problem for saying she believed in a God. But he had a problem if that God is Lord. Hallelujah. He don't care how many churches call, I believe in God. But when you say, my God is my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the devil hates to hear that language. And watch how the woman did. Once she left the word, once he got Eve to listen, and then watch what she said. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the tree of the fruit of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden. God, not Lord. She quoted the devil. She's quoting what he quoted to her. She said, God has said, yes, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Who gave Eve the ability to put touch in the Bible? How could she add her own thought to the Bible? You can't add a word to the Bible, and you cannot take a word from it. And she said, touch. God never said touch. That once you leave the word of God, then you start putting your own thoughts in the word. Then he says, yeah, lest you die. And when the woman saw that, and the serpent said unto the woman, yes, you're not surely die. Now he's getting her. For God does know in the day you eat her, your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for what? For food. Hallelujah. And it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree to be what? So he's dealing with desire. A tree to be desired, to make one wise. And she took of the fruit, and she took thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband, and with her, and he did eat. So we find out here, he was changing her desire. Now we find here, once he did that, what was out of order? What went out of order with God? If you notice when God began to deal with Eve, he had to put her desire back in order with the word. And then he says here, same chapter, in verse 15, and I will put enmity between thy seed and the woman's seed, and thus, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception, and in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy what? Desire. She had left the word. When she left her headship of her husband, she had left the word. Hallelujah. He said, thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. So he was dealing with desire. So now we look at this thing that's open. Here go two sons was born. Hallelujah. One had a desire for God, and one had a desire for the devil. If you notice here, we find her, just to save time, I'm going to shoot through these real quick. Genesis 4, verse 7. We find here a verse 6, excuse me. And watch how when God deal with Cain. And the Lord said unto Cain,
Why the wrath? Why thy countenance fallen? If thou does well, shall not thou be if thou does well, shall not thou be accepted? Does not does well, and if thou does not well, sin lies at the door, and unto thee shall his desire do what? Rule over him. Hallelujah, no, 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 rule over him. He would tell it, Cain, if you don't hear the word, your desire, your sexual appetite will rule over you. How do you know it was a sexual appetite? So when Cain with Chun left the presence of God, they went and took two wives. Hallelujah, what it was showing you that the desire would change. It was a beastly drive. And once Eve left the word, she began to worship a beast. Hallelujah, some people really not took this up. That's what Satan is doing to this end. That's why this world is falling apart. Hallelujah, he took them from the word of God and got the wrong desire. Where the desire of God ain't now? What did he take to do this? I want you to notice here, when Satan came to Eve to commit an adultery, he took her mind before he took her body. Hallelujah. In other words, her mind, he took her mind off the word before he took her body off the word. Hallelujah, people, that was the people's mind and leaving the word. Hallelujah, out of while their body is manifested. What did he change? He changed the Godhead. Why did the devil attack the Godhead? Because if you ever get a true revelation of who God is, it will reveal where you come from, where you come from, and where you're going. Satan hates the Godhead. He don't care. He's the reason Satan gave made him a Trinitarian to make an adultery out of him. But the Godhead has been his major target. Go back to Nicaea. What was the doctrine they attacked with the Godhead? Water baptism, one God. They begin to tear down the Godhead. And this end, what are they attacking the Godhead? Because Satan know if he get the people confused, he got Eve confused on the Godhead. Hallelujah, he took the Lord out of it. Hallelujah, Eve was confused when she quoted what the devil said. But the Bible tell who the brother, who is God, and who is the Lord that God in this day. He is the Lord Jesus Christ, is thy Lord God. I want you to use a quote from Church Ed book. Page 333. Talk about desire. He goes right here. He said again, there it is again. The Jehovah of the New Testament. I say the Jehovah, of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New. Somehow they done got that mixed up. Somehow they said Jesus don't mean nothing. Jesus was God manifested in flesh. He says here, O Israel, hear O Israel, the Lord thy God is one, not two, one. The New Testament does not reveal another God. It is a fruitful revelation of the one God, the same God, Jesus did not come down to make himself no. If Jesus would have come preaching himself, he would have come with his own private revelation. Hallelujah, Jesus would have had his own private revelation. But when Jesus come, he never talked about himself. He always talked about the Father, because he did not come to reveal his plan. He came to reveal the Logos. Hallelujah, he says here, and he says here, he did not come to make himself known. Hallelujah, he did not come to reveal the Son. He came to reveal and make known the Father. And he never talked about two gods. He talked about one God. He talked about one God he talked about one God. And now, in the last day, we have come back to the capstone revelation of the most important revelation. The most important revelation is the Godhead. The whole Bible. That is, the Lord is, Jesus is God. He and the Father are one. There is one God, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the devil cannot stand. Why do you think the devil fighting Jesus when he was out there in the wilderness? He was trying to change the Godhead. He tried to get Jesus to turn his power to make him something that he was not. Do you wear that here? Why do you think Satan impersonate God in Matthew 4 and verse 8 and 9 when he cut Jesus up on the mountain? But then he knew that was God needed prophets. He met Moses on the mountain in a burning bush. He met Abraham on the mountain under sacrifice. How the Satan was coming down there impersonating himself as God to Jesus. And he would tell Jesus, all the kingdoms of this world I will give you if you fall down and make me God. He said, fall down and worship me, and I'll give you the kingdom of the world. If Jesus would have fell down and prostrated himself before the devil would have exalted his throne as God. But Jesus knew his position. They were one God. I worship the Lord that God and him. Yes,
hallelujah. Godhead is what he's intact. And you watch what he done. I've been dealing with brothers in the message. And everybody been talking about, brother God, we in a bad shape. People that was in the message have turned against the message. What did they turn against? They had turned against the man. They had turned against the Godhead. How do they have turned against this revelation truth of this day? And once you reject truth, people, we in a late hour. This is no longer playing London Bridges of Miss Mary Mack. This is a late hour. Hallelujah, the art door is about to close. Hallelujah, and everything that's not born and everything has no desire to go in will not go in. Hallelujah, you say, brother, what is that? And everyone, let's look at this thing for a minute. Why the world is going like it is? We need a new president. We don't need a new president. We need a rapture. A president ain't going to help us now. We need a rapture. Hallelujah. Let it go to Romans 1. You notice in Romans 1, remember, the prophet preached in Mexico, souls in prison now. In other words, souls in prison now. In other words, how did he do? How we get souls in prison in today? Once the gospel were preached, the United States had a chance to receive the gospel in 1956. They turned down the Godhead. How you know? They kicked him out of the school. They kicked him out of the job. They kicked him off the television. They don't want God. When you turn God down, hallelujah, that's your truth. You're done, brother. Hallelujah. But now we realize it here. Why people leaving the message and not coming back? You know, they're trying to figure out what's going on. Like one sister, been in there for 40 years. I know him personally. 40 years, Brother Jerry. Dressed like a saint for 40 years. Left the message, cut her hair, stripped the clothes off, said, this is the real me. You never had a desire for God. Hallelujah. You could never turn back after loving God. Hallelujah. That's the desire of your heart. Always pulling you back to God. Hallelujah. Romans 1. They just look at this. It would have been better if you would have never heard this. Didn't hear this and not come to it. Hallelujah. In other words, it'd been better if you would have stayed a sinner and been in your own, never heard the truth. Then you gotta be baby by supernaturally at the in the millennium, you'll be raised up to give a chance to hear the gospel. But once you hear this gospel, how you cannot say, well, I don't know. And too many people trying to say, I don't know. What you mean you don't know? It's standing right in your face. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans 1. Let's look at here and see why we're in the condition we're in. See what the devil attacked. He attacked the Godhead back then, and he attacked the Godhead again. Yes. Hallelujah. That's what they did. Because it ain't but one faith. Yes. I said one faith. Everybody said, this is my church over here. It ain't but one body. It ain't but one Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, we done broke this thing and dissected it up. Hallelujah. We got Seven Thunder Group, Perugia Group, Two Soul Group, Hallelujah, Return Group. Hallelujah. What we done done? We done hacked the body up. There ain't but one way to Jesus. That baptized in his holy name and receive the Holy Ghost. There ain't no two bodies. Hallelujah. The church is just as much as my body as I'm your body. We all one. He goes in and says, Romans 1, verse 20. He said, for the invisible things of him
from the creation of the world are clearly what? Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and what? So they are without a what? It would have been better if you wouldn't have come to this. It would have been better if you said, Lord, if you've been walking haphazard, you saying you need to say, Lord, purge me. I'm on danger ground to hear the truth that I hear and walk contrary to it. Lord, let me die to myself that the word be born in me. I got to come to this revelation. Watch what it says. See, we always try to put this on denomination. The denomination never even got to the truth. Hallelujah, they never even got to the truth. You talk to them one time, you can see they way out there in left field. But what about those people that have been around this message and never went all the way behind the veil? Because redemption is in two parts. Come out and go into it. Hallelujah, if you come out, you need to go all the way with God until you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You can't get out here and start playing church. He said, because when they knew God, that knew in the Bible term is in an intimate way. Is a way of a man knowing his wife. Intimate. When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. They became fools who changed as what he did to Eve. The devil got her to change. The devil trying to get the bride to change. Hallelujah. Do you know the word? I seen that little woman the other night. Hallelujah. On the news report, and they said, Hallelujah, do you believe in gay marriage? She said, no. Hallelujah. Even though it caused her job, she got fined. Did y'all hear about that, Brother Jerry? Well, she said, I'm not going to change. I'm gonna stand for Jesus. Hallelujah. They might try to do what they want to do, but she got a reward for that. Hallelujah. Church, we need to pray for that lady. That lady had more backbone than some of the preachers in this message. I don't know what she believed, but I believe there's a place in the kingdom for a woman like that. Hallelujah. I tell you what, those people don't like them Duck Dynasty boys. But I tell you what, I walked in the store the other day. I had on a hun outfit. And the little sissy boy walked up to me. You one of them Duck Dynasties? I said, I know why you said that. Yes, I'm one of them Duck Dynasty. I don't believe the two roosters can lay egg. Here we are. I don't believe in that. He says, hallelujah. He said, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into a what? Into an image made like a corruptible man, and to birds and four-foot beasts and creeping things. And in other words, when Eve left the word, when she chained the Godhead, she found herself in relationship with a beast. Hallelujah. She had left the kingdom of the word. She become to a beast. Hallelujah. And when man lead the word, you become Lord and a beast. He said, what for God gave them up? Gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own body between themselves. Who changed? It ain't just changing. It's something you got to change. Hallelujah. Will you change truth, what is left? Who changed the truth of God into a what? So if you change God's word into a lie, so whatever you worship in it is not of God. Hallelujah. Once you change God's word into a lie, whatever spirit that told you to do it, it is not of God. Hallelujah. And worship, because we are called to worship something. Hallelujah. Once we change the word of God, we're going to worship something. If it's going to be a sexual, it'll be a sexual craze, a sexual compassion, a drive for the things of the world. Once the sons of God saw the water of the man. You got to watch it. Can't stumble. Hallelujah. They saw him. What had happened? Something changed. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. They knew the word. They knew their position. But when they saw him, they changed. Hallelujah. God said, my spirit would not always strive with me. Hallelujah. In other words, so now it's a change here. I want you to notice this. Found my place. What was I? Oh, man. Yeah, and serve and worship and serve the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause. For what cause? For leaving the word. for leaving the word is what a church is. This is what this world has left the word. Hallelujah, no word, no God. Hallelujah, it ain't nothing but reprobation. Hallelujah, who changed? And for this cause, God gave them up to vile affection. Faction, even though women did change, they're not to use that which is against nature. Likewise, also, the men's leaving the natural use of the woman. Leaving the natural use of the woman. Peoples, let me just stop right here. Anybody here deer hunt outside of me? I'm a deer hunter. Anybody else deer hunt? Raise your hand. Got some deer hunters in here. Out of while, we'll be going into a season called rut. And when you go into rut season, you would not find two bucks running two bucks. It don't happen. Do it, David. They don't happen that way. You will never kill a buck running another buck. You will never kill a rooster running another rooster. So it goes to show that the human kingdom has stooped lower than the beast kingdom. Honey, once you leave the word, you have no more but come and follow. Glory. Hey, amen. He says here, likewise the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another. Man with man, working that which is unseen, receiving unto themselves that recompense of the earth which was meet, even that they did not delight to retain God in their what? God knowledge. What is that? People, that word right there is a key word in that scripture. Because we look at that word knowledge, we say, well, they got God in their knowledge. Hallelujah. In other words, do you realize, Brother Ray said, God gifts the knowledge is a prophet? So when a prophet comes, God knowledge is here. And when the word has been revealed, you would have heard the voice of God. That's why it said in Hebrews 6, Hebrews 10 and verse 25 and 26 is that if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, then it said they didn't despise Moses. Why? Because Moses was the mystery of God knowledge revealed. Once you reject the prophet, it's over with, people. God knowledge have visited this age. Hallelujah. He didn't come here. We didn't come here under this first and second pool and wake us up. It was the third pool of God knowledge. Hallelujah. Coming back to the body to show where she is, where she come from, and where she going. It have been a gift of knowledge, a divine knowledge. Come on, the bride, to wake us up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even though they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. So that's what it is. It's the change. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to get to my point here. I don't just want to give the devil all the credit. We got to see the Bible. I'm dealing with the desires of God. Hallelujah. In other words, the desires of God. Hallelujah. I like the way David said it in one place here. Hallelujah. How did David begin to talk about the bride? He began to deal with it. He said, Psalms 42 and verse 2, he said, for my soul thirsteth for God. Hallelujah. For the living God, when I shall come and appear before him. Hallelujah. The book of St. Matthew 5 and verse 6 says, they that hunger, they would do hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. Hallelujah. People, I want to let you know something here. The reason you got a desire for God, hallelujah, it ain't because you put it there. It ain't because I put it there. It's because of the Lamb of life. Hallelujah. God put a holy desire there. You wouldn't have a desire for God. How many people you talk to every day, you say, do you know God? Man, I don't want to hear that. But something in you that you ain't got a hold of. Hallelujah. God, godly desire. You say, not my flesh. People trying to make, well, I'm going to be good enough. That ain't going to give you a desire. That people can outlive us. Hallelujah. That people in Africa don't even know God, and they can live a clean life, and the women stay virgin, and everything else without knowing God. It ain't on flesh. In other words, the difference between you and Jesus is a fine line. Jesus was born and came to the earth in his word form, Logos, body. St. John 1:14, the word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. So that's the difference. We bypass our word body. But God gave us a desire. Hallelujah. He gave us something to call us back to where we come from. Not our bodies. I've been trying to make this thing get good for years. trying to make it young. Man, I'm trying to make it get like this young man. How old are you, young man? What? 16. Whoa. Do you realize this young man can throw a ball in midair and bust it? 16 years old, boy, he don't even think about getting out of bed. Boom. When you get my age, you got to talk yourself out. You got to sit there a few minutes and think, do I really want to get up today or not? In other words, now I believe that we can, but the point of it is, you can stay in good shape, but you can't stop yourself from getting older. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at what brother said about the body. Christ and who is the Mekedah there? He said, we see now the attributes of the sons of his sons of his spirit have not yet entered into the word form body. In other words, what my message was, fulfilled in a full word body. But we had not yet entered into it. You say, how you know? Brother Phil need an afro. I need to get me some teeth, all kinds of stuff to take place. I guarantee you I'm not in a word form body. But I guarantee you, he might have lost that hair and I might have lost teeth. God got every one of them. Yes. Hallelujah. That's what a revelation is. Hallelujah. You can't lose with the gospel we got. He said, we're not here entering into the word form body, but a theophany body, which is subject to the word, and earnestly waited for the earnestly change of the body. Yes. So we're going to keep on with a holy desire. Yes. I want you to deal with this for a few minutes. I'm not going to keep you too long. You know my style. I come here to pray, a helicopter preacher. So when I get ready to land, I'm just going to land. But I'm just want to say these few words here. You know, people, we trying to say, I want to be ready for the rapture. You know, I hear people say, I want to be ready for the rapture. I want the Holy Ghost. A lady came to Brother Brandon and said, Brother Brandon, I want to receive the Holy Ghost. Yes. Brother Brandon asked her a question. What is your desire? She said, my desire is to have the Holy Ghost. He said, you got it. Once she had a desire for it, because you would not have a desire for it except there was a deep call to the deep. There's a representation of God somewhere. I know you say, brother, you crazy. What you mean desire? Let me just back this up with a quote so we can lay this thought in real quick. Because I begin to realize people said, Brother Joel, I'm going to be ready for the rapture. I'm trying to get good enough for the rapture. What do I need to do? Have a desire for it. How do everything that's going in the rapture must have a desire to be there? How do, and it says here, in the message identified, identification, in paragraph 62, Brother Brandon says here, he said, if you are in the Lamb's book of life, if you are in the Lamb's book of life, not around the Lamb's book of life, in the Lamb's book of life, in a position that the devil cannot never take you from the mind of God, in a position when the sons of God shouted for joy, we was already there. You know how I know? Because down on earth, we are reflecting where we come from. He says to him, you are in it now, and if you are in the Lamb's book of life, and God, and you was in, you was God's expression through his thoughts. He sees you, and he sees your desire. What is we got? Show me how good can you be. I said, I desire to want to be good. If you wouldn't have a desire to want to serve God, it ain't nobody could try to make you serve God. But that's a desire. I can't control this thing. Oh, hallelujah. It says here, desire. He said he sees your desire. Before even there was a molecule or anything there, you are in his thoughts. May make his word and express it in what you are now. Amen. That's God in you reflecting Christ today. You know what I mean. Dealing with desire. Now, the prophet preaches a message called rapture. And we begin to think, oh, when I get ready, what I'm going to do for the rapture? You better have a desire for it. Because you could never come to it if you ain't got a desire for it. So Brother Brandon preaches a message when he preached the rapture. He goes in there, he takes songs. And I began looking at, you know, when I first studied the rapture message, I was thinking, why didn't he use 1 Thessalonians 4:16? Because if I was going to preach the rapture message, I'm going to preach you 1 Thessalonians 4:16 or Corinthians 15 or whatever. When he talk about resurrection stuff, he goes back and take Psalms 27. And I said, that's strange. But one day I was studying. Hallelujah. He said, this is the key to the whole thing. Let us go to Psalms 27. He said, Brother Jewel, what did happen? Hallelujah. Blood saw my name. I saw my name in his word. He says, in the word, if you notice it, Brother Ben started with Psalms 27. Because there was one key thing that was in Psalm 27, deal with the rapture. If you're going to be there, you must have this. Out of Psalm 27, verse 4. Watch how David expressed it. The man after God on heart. Say, one thing, I have what? Desire. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil said. I ain't got all my mind. I ain't got materialism on my mind. I ain't got money on my mind. I ain't got job on my mind. One thing. Hallelujah. In other words, we got a song. We say, it's my desire to be like Jesus. One thing. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek out, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh, get off my mountain, devil. Oh, all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. See, you say, Brother Jewel, I escaped the tribulation. He said it right here. If I got the desire for the rapture, that means I'm going to escape the time of trouble. Hallelujah, people. The world is falling apart. Trouble on every hand. But I'm happy in the Lord in a way. Why? One thing. I'm not looking at Russia. I'm not looking at Iraq. I'm looking at my redemption draw now. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. You said, Brother Jewel, why do I got this pull for a desire for God? You know why? Because before the foundation of the world, God said, click, click. He took your perfect picture. Hallelujah. You know your perfect picture when you was macho, sister. You can keep waiting. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. But the point of it is, you know what? God got a perfect picture of you. And it ain't one hair on your head lost. Ain't one tooth ever fell out that God ain't already got in place. You say, how you know he took my perfect picture? That's a good question. But it deal with your desire. If you're going to be there, it's going to be because you desire to be there. You say, I don't know about that. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's look at this real quick. Here go Paul going into that dimension. And he was talking about that. And then you remember this thing was based on your desire. It says here, Paul says here, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. For we know. In other words, death is not, death don't scare the bride. Hallelujah. In other words, death don't scare the bride. For we know if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with what? What it has a eternal in heaven. Hallelujah. You know what, man? I like this here. Because God don't see you the way you see you. Hallelujah. So that says here, it says, for in this we groan earnestly. Doing what? designed to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. So the connection, the desires here, designed for your perfect picture that's in heaven. I want you to notice this here. As I bring this thing kind of to a thought for a few minutes with Jesus. As I just said, everybody that Jesus deal with in the scripture, he deal with them on hunger and thirst. I want you to notice this scurry. Let me try to stay behind this thing. But here he is. He get up one morning, and God, the Holy Spirit, the Logos, opened up the vision before him. And he looked and he said, oh boy, I got to get rid of all these legalist boys I got right now. They ain't got the Holy Ghost. Go get some chicken. He sent them away to buy something to me, buy some food. Because what he was getting ready to do, they were not ready for it yet. Hallelujah. So he said, I have need to go down to Samaria because there's somebody that got a hunger and thirst for me. He was not just going down to Samaria. He was going down to catch that two omnipotents had to meet. So he goes down to Samaria and he stands beside the well, And when he was to wait to that person with that desire, step into the word. Hallelujah. And then when he, I don't know how many prostitutes went past him, but there go one prostitute, her body was messed up. Her life was messed up. But she had a desire that she might not know. She needed the quickening power to hit that desire. So she goes down to the well. Why would she be at the well? Because when you go to the well, it's because you're thirsty and you need water. The only time I go to the fountain is when I'm thirsty. I need water. So she goes to the well because she's thirsty. And she goes to draw and she draws. And Jesus says to her, woman, give me a drink. She turned around and looked. Who, me? I know you're talking to me. First of all, you on the wrong side of town. Hallelujah. We don't have no dealing with you. Hallelujah. We don't even like you Jews. There was a segregation, a raciality was standing between them. But Jesus Christ, when the word of God come tonight, it broke down every power. It broke down all this stuff because God ain't looking at the skin of my color. He's not looking at the skin of your color. When God looks at the bride, he see the blood of Jesus Christ. Not our color, but the blood he looks at. Hallelujah. But in a way, he goes there and he says, give me a drink. Well, look at her coming. Hey, man, you ain't got nothing to draw with. The well is deep. Matter of fact, you ain't drinking out of my cup because I don't want no Jew lip on my cup. Why, she had the water bucket, she could have gave him a drink. She didn't want no Jew drinking out of her cup. But Jesus said, I'm going to let you drink out of my cup. He said, if you know the gift of God, you would ask me of a drink, and I would give you water that you wouldn't have to come in and draw no more or thirst again. She said, Lord, give me of this water. Yes. Where did that come from? That come from a representation. Yes. She might not have realized it, but it was God speaking to her. Yes. Give me a drink. And we know the story. I'm just cutting and paraphrasing as we go real quickly. So he stood there for a few minutes and he said these words to her. He said, go get your husband. She said, who, me? I'm on the internet. I don't believe in going to church. I listen to this preacher on Sunday and this one on heaven. I got all these preachers I listen to. Hallelujah, that's why you're in the shape you're in. Hallelujah, that's why you're in the shape you're in. Hallelujah, that's why the church, that's why we got this internet bunch of junkies around here. They all out of cater with the word because God has got skin on him now. Hallelujah, in other words, I ain't got no husband. He said, you said it true. You've been sitting there so long, you ain't got no husband. He said, but he says, he said, you have five, and the one you got now ain't yours. Hallelujah. When he told her this thing, it broke something in her. She saw her reflection. She said, Lord, I'm just praying, I didn't go through all her. She said, Lord, we know when the Messiah come, what made her recognize that? That's where she come from. Hallelujah. She said, when the Messiah come, he'll do this. He said he broke the seal. That's all he had to say. The demons left the woman. She was set free when she recognized him being the word. Hallelujah. Begin to go here. Talk about desire for a few minutes here. Jesus, see, people, we too busy trying to deal with people's flesh. A lot of times we judge them before we get them. Well, they still wear earrings, so what? Let them hear the word. Hallelujah. Take off the earrings and not save, they ain't going to do them no good no way. Let them keep hearing Brother Jerry preach the mighty God unveiled. Hallelujah. When the word hit that thing, that sea, it'll come to life. But here we are trying to clean the fish while we catch it. I done caught plenty of fishes that ain't never been clean. But the point of it is, I say, just let them sit there. But Jesus never deal the way man deal with people. He said, man, look at the outside. God, look at the desire from the inside. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying, Brother David? They say, well, that brother ain't going to make it. Hallelujah. That brother ain't going to make it. But God looks down in the heart and he sees a desire, and there's something that I don't care where they go, they cannot get away from that desire. Here goes Jesus deal with. Here goes this little lady. Paraphrasing, she's working. She's selling herself, trying to make a living. And she finally made enough money to buy a little bottle of alabaster at all. So expensive that Judas wanted it. He didn't want it for the poor. He wanted the fat in his pocket. He was a thief. She worked and gave herself. Where is she going to get it? Where you think she got this oil? Jesus knew where the oil come from. But her desire was to touch the Messiah. And she got this little ball of alabaster. Or maybe she didn't realize what was going on at that moment. And these mics right here alive. Can't take it anymore. I done tried long enough. In other words. Hello. It's on. Praise God. Here she was. She said, maybe she was going to Brad Simon's house. And she heard some emotion. And all of a sudden, she said, that's where every time that Messiah God come, it stirs up emotion. Hallelujah. The church don't want no emotion now. Hallelujah. But every time the Messiah come by, it stirs up some emotion. She walking back, she hears all this emotion. She said, that must be him. Then all of a sudden, something says, she pulled out that little bottle of oil. She said, this was really good, really some money for me. But I feel in my heart to go anoint my Messiah. Hallelujah. She goes into the house, into Simon's house. Maybe they was all in emotion and talking. They did not recognize that unclean woman come in. Hallelujah. Jesus standing there with his back facing and talking this away. And she come behind him. And she takes out this oil and starts sprinkling all over Jesus. And the aroma filled the building. And when the aroma filled the building, everybody began to look over there in the corner and they said, what is this going on? If he was a prophet with his back being turned to her, he would know who she is. He knew who she was. Her desire was in God's mind. She was reflecting. She was anointing her Lord and that anointed sacrifice. Her tears washing, taking her glory, drying his legs and drying his feet with her hair. Hallelujah. He said, brother, what did it got her sins completely wiped away because she had a desire. Hallelujah, people, this is a desire time. I know another story I'm going to say before we wind these things down. There was another woman had done all she could do. All she could do to get healed. She spent all her money. She realized, oh God, this is it for me. If I don't get to that Messiah, I'm going to die. She realized that. And all of a sudden, she hears emotion. She said, well, he must be down there. Hallelujah, where the Messiah go, there's some emotion. She says, I cannot walk up in that crowd You notice this? She had a reason for not walking up in the crowd. The reason she could not walk up in the crowd, because those Jews were so legalist at that time. A woman with a blood issue was an outcast, unclean. So she says, I got to crawl in. So she had to get on her knees. Hallelujah, if I could only, if I could just crawl in and touch the hem of his garment, I could be made whole. She realized all I got to do, if I could just get a past the crowd and touch the hem of his garment, don't worry about what people say about it. I don't care if I got to get on my knees, if I could just only touch Jesus, I could be made whole. And she crawled through the crowd and she touched Jesus. And when she touched him, she moved back in the crowd. I think one of the scriptures, the disciple was a little disturbed. You remember Jesus said, who touched me? You know why they was a little disturbed? Stand up again, young man. Do you think that it was easy for Jesus to walk through a crowd without everybody touching him? If Jesus was going through a crowd now, if Jesus was in this church and I didn't even have a need, he'd walk past me, I'm going to go like this. I'm going to make sure I get my touch in. Hallelujah. Everybody going to want to touch Jesus. Hallelujah. If he was here tonight, and he is here, you could touch Jesus. But today you would touch him by the desire. Hallelujah, young man. Hallelujah. So they realized, what you mean who touched you? What you mean who touched you? Everybody touches you. But Jesus said, not this time. This touch was a desire. It was a deep call to the deep. His earthly body was affected by the touch. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Virtue proceeded out of my body. She released something from here. Hallelujah. Will you touch Jesus today? Hallelujah. Pour something here. Hallelujah. We must touch him by the filling of our infirmities tonight. People, we can touch Jesus. Hallelujah, we just preached a service a couple weeks ago. Hallelujah, about 2 months ago, I guess now. But first time, it was a few months back, maybe in February, I met a brother, Brother Jerry. Hallelujah, his name is called Mike Castro. You know him from Virginia. Anybody ever met him? But he's a little pastor up there back in the foothills of in Virginia up there. In other words, so we was in a meeting there, we were preaching. He came and visited. I was at Brother Dern Kinsler. So he came over to the meeting. Hallelujah. We was in the meeting. We were fellowshipping, and I got to meet him for the first time. And I said, God bless you, brother. I said, yeah. He said, I'm Brother Mike, Brother Joel. He said, I'd like for you to come and preach with me. I said, praise God. I said, how old are you? He told me. I said, he's maybe 39 or so. I said, praise be to God. I said, who are that young lady beside you? He said, this is my wife. I said, how long y'all been married? He said, we've been married for 15 years, and how many children you got? Uh-oh. She dropped her head. I knew what that mean. He said, brother. He said, we can't have no children. I said, you can't? He said, we done tried. He said, we done come to the point. Don't worry about it. We accept it. I said, no, brother. That ain't what I'm talking about. I said, how many do you have? He said, we have none. I said, come here, sister. Come here and stand right here. We prayed for them in the name of Jesus Christ. I just left. I went back a couple of weeks ago, and the woman pregnant, get ready to have the baby in December. Don't tell me you can't touch God. Oh, hallelujah. Don't tell me that God is dead. Hallelujah. People don't put God here. Hallelujah. In other words, we just had a meeting with Brother David. Yes. Which they believe in Joseph. But God ain't got the time to be worried about a man. He talking about the word. Hallelujah. He was telling me all these things and everything. So we're going to have a service. You don't tell God what to do. Hallelujah. You don't put God in the corner and say, God said you. Hallelujah. God said, I'm coming down and take over this service myself. Hallelujah. The power of God fell so strong in this church. Even for the people walked up and got prayer for, they start falling out one by one. Don't tell me that God is dead. Touch Jesus. Hallelujah, touch him now. You said, Brother Joel, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah, just let Brother Samuel Kinsler, or Brother Samuel Dale, been preaching that for years, and a brother been coming for years. Him and his lovely little wife. And I began to notice that they didn't have no children. You know, I don't know why this hit me. I just looked at him, I said, dog, man, I'm getting ready to look. I put my Bible down, walked back down, and I said, let me just pray for y'all right now. Y'all need a child. Pray for them. They just got a pretty little girl. Don't tell me. Touch God. How did I went to prayer the other day? I was praying for her, and I was telling these things. And her older sister walked up. She said, "Don't pray for me with no children." I am 70-something years old. I don't need that to happen. In other words, I believe that God can do it. You believe that, sister? Do you want some? Amen. But God is real, church. How do God can change Abraham back and change Sarah back? If God can do those things, tell me something God cannot do. People, I want to tell you what. We need to touch God. We got to have a desire. When you come to get healed, you can't come half-assed. He said, when you stand praying, desire, have a desire to be healed. Have a desire to say, I'm laying it down right now. And devil, get off my mountain. I'm tired of this devil with his tormenting spirit on my mind, on my body, telling me I can't be healed by his stripes. Let the musicians come tonight. My desire to be like Jesus. I don't know that song. Do you know it, Brother Phil? You know that song? It's my desire to be like Jesus. Well, I wish I knew that song. I was singing it, but I don't know it myself. But I want to say right now, I do know everybody know this song. Touch It, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know that one? Come and sing that one for me real quick. I want to just say tonight, can somebody touch Jesus? You know, the devil does take us through a lot of trials. We go through a lot of trials and temptations. But what keep you coming to church? Why are you still in church? The battle you went through, brother, why are you still in church? It ain't me. It's that desire. I just can't quit. It's something God put there, not you. How do God know that you will make it? How do God know that you'll go through every test, sister? He know that all your trial and every tribulation you're going to do. But you got a desire. I'm going to go all the way with God. That did not come by man. That become because God saw you. And he looked down through time. And he says, sister, I ain't going to go through this test. But through the test, I'm going to make her stronger than ever. She's going to have a more desire to get over the other side than she ever had. What is that? That's the power of the Holy Ghost. That was God coming to church to bring the power of the Holy Ghost back by desire. Touch it, Jesus. We get ready to see young bodies turn back young. Young bodies, God bless you. Hallelujah. Touch it, Jesus. Come on, Brother Jerry. Hallelujah. You know that devil, unclean spirit, would attack a young child. That's a low down devil. Come on, your grandpa gonna be there with your son. We're gonna ask the demon, we're gonna trust God, and we know that God's gonna make this demon leave. Father, this child been brought with a price. Father, this child have no sins. This child right now, if he would leave this earth, he would walk right into the presence of God. But right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, get your hand off of this child in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus Christ cover him, Jesus. Let him have peace as he lay down. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Touch it, Jesus. Jesus is a hallelujah. You say you want it to be gone. Do you believe that God could take it, though? Do you got a desire? Yes. I got a desire, Lord. I want it to be gone. Yes. Hallelujah. That's your desire. If you got that kind of desire, touch it, Jesus. Satan, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let that nerve on her back loose out in the name of Jesus Christ. Sister, you will notice that pagan Lee, believe that. Go back and testify to Jesus Christ. Amen. And I know my life.
this will be so forever.
Hallelujah. Is he here? Please. Hallelujah. Do you know God real? Is he up there in the thing? I'm going to have him come with you here. Hallelujah. God bless you, young man. Let me ask you a question. Do you love her? With all your heart. I believe you love God too, don't you? And you want to raise God up. But we want to ask you in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care what the devil done try to pull to you, you two. But I believe right now, by faith, if God give you a child, would you accept it? You would accept it. Look at me now. He said he'll accept it. You ready for a child? Hallelujah. Lord, you put this man and woman together and you gave a promise, Lord, be fruitful and multiply. Devil, get off that mountain in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. For every demonic power is trying to hold it back, Lord, let a womb be released, let his seed be released, Lord, let him have a child in the name of Jesus Christ. We believe that. Go back and testify. Hallelujah, you need to get your name ready, by the way. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't let the devil stop you. Don't let demonic power stop you. We got a desire to see it happen. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. I need to go all the way with God.
What's that? We've waited a long time for a child.
A long time. Hallelujah. You, Jesus. Oh God, Father God, this grandfather and mother and husband, Lord, Father God, you know their needs, God. Father God, you've seen them, you use them supernaturally, Lord. Father God, they're waiting for the child that they need now, Lord, is a change in his body, Lord. This old body getting down, worn out. But God, will you change him back? Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let that desire come so strong that it bring him to a body change, to a young person and a young woman again, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Love you, Mom. Bless you.
Thank you. Lord bless you.
God bless you, Mom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, soldier.
Nothing else in this world has a place.
Do you believe that, though?
Yes.
Son, I believe we met before, didn't we?
Yes,
this day. It's time to do away with that spirit. Whatever been is, they're trying to stop you from going all the way with God. Whatever the demon power, son, it's almost time to go home. It's a rapture almost here, son. Please don't miss this rapture. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, this young man might have many scars. He might have many battles down beneath him. He might have many hurts. But today, Lord, he's putting it under the blood. Father God, let him be set free from any unclean spirit. Lord, let all demon power be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father God, I trust you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, you know, Lord, the hidden things of his heart, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father God, let him, Lord. Lord, let him receive your Holy Spirit. Lord, let him realize, Lord, if he done to hurt anyone wrong, that he go back, Lord, and say, Lord, I'm making it right today. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ,
Satan loosed this young man by the power of the Holy Ghost that give him his desire, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Go back, young man. Glorify God. Hallelujah.
I want you to pray for my family. My children are lost, and I want my desires to see them saved.
Hallelujah. Let me say this word. How can your children be lost and you got a desire for them to be saved? Tell the devil to get his hand off of them by the power of the Holy Ghost. Satan, he's not giving his children to you. You might try to lie to him. I don't care how he save them. But as long as they get on their knees and say, Lord, help me and give me the Holy Ghost, whatever it is, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Father, we believe that with our brother in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'll live 74 years, but I'm going to live to see the rapture.
Hallelujah. I live 74 years. I'm going to live to see the rapture. I like that kind of faith. Well, you getting ready to see your son, Pearl. Hallelujah, you waiting to see him, ain't you?
Yes,
hallelujah, raise your hand by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father God, that desire that brother had, the devil might have took him, but he couldn't take that desire by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Father God, let just any down there, he's going to be on a appearing of the saint. Amen. Father God, let him come to him, say, Daddy, I made it over. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's only one way. God bless you, my brother.
Brother Jewel, I have a desire to serve God. And the devil just has put everything he can on me to get me. Oh, Lord, boy. But
the desire is still there. And the devil trying to stop you. That's a good sign. That's a good sign. He ain't got you yet. By the power of the Lord, let God use you. Satan, pull that mountain down in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan will try it every day, but my desire is still there. Go serve God, sir. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Only
shots every 2 or 3 months. Put back the pain in my hips. Arthritis.
Hallelujah.
They give me injections.
Hallelujah. You want it going?
I know a healer that can take it away.
You believe that God can take it away? First of all, if God's going to take it away from you, you got to quit talking about them rattlesnakes. You got to quit talking about, I got out to ride it. But you need to tell the devil, by his stripes, I'm ill. By the power of the Holy Ghost, let that pain leave. By the power of his testimony, by his stripes, I'm healed. By his stripes, I'm healed. Go back and testify.
Thank you. That little chorus, I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. Well, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow. I won't turn back, I won't turn back. So take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I won't turn back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. I won't turn back, I won't turn back. So take this whole but give me Jesus. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I won't turn back. I won't. One more time. Let's sing it again. Oh, so take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Oh, take it over, but give me Jesus. Take this over, but give me Jesus. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Hallelujah. Amen. I can say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. What a wonderful time. Wonderful time. Let's be dismissed. I hate to do it, but we got to go home. Go to work tomorrow. So come Sunday morning to bring the same atmosphere, the same attitude.
That's right.
Amen. You might as well. All it is attitude of faith. Atmosphere of faith. You can bring it. Amen. God bless you. Brother Paul, would you dismiss him? Please?